A severe drought followed by heavy rains in Sri Lanka hit large swaths of cropping areas in the country. This development means that food security for some 900,000 people has been threatened. According to the Crop and Food Security Assessment Mission report, jointly conducted by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Programme, this further exacerbates problems caused by a drought which hit the country throughout 2016 and early 2017. But to elaborate more on this is Christina Koschletz, an economist with FAO in Rome. Ms. Koschletz, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
So before these recent heavy rainfalls, in what state was the country's agriculture sector and overall food security?
The drought experienced by Sri Lanka in 2016 and early 2017 was the worst drought in 40 years. This reduced water availability for the main maha season crops. And as a result, crop production was reduced considerably by 40% and even more in some areas. The impact on the livestock sector was less severe, and it was mostly in form of reduced production of milk.
How would you describe the situation now?
Sri Lanka experienced a period of heavy rains in May, which resulted in floods and landslides, and this further deteriorated the situation in the country. An additional 650,000 people were affected by the floods. But these rains have not eased the drought-impacted major cereal-producing areas, which are mostly located in the northern parts of the country. Therefore, the drought situation remains severe and of concern.
What does this mean for food production in the coming year?
Paddy is the main staple crop in the country, and the main season crop was decimated by the drought. Current prospects are also unfavorable for the secondary crop, which will be harvested during July and August. Based on this, FAO forecasts that national paddy production will decrease considerably, on average 35%. In addition, other crops such as maize, onions, chilies were also negatively affected by the drought.
What needs to happen next to support the country?
Now the priority is to provide the most affected farmers with seeds, fertilizer, planting inputs for the forthcoming main season crop, which will be planted between September and December this year. In addition to that, FAO and WFP recommends cash assistance to the poorest and most vulnerable households to prevent negative cropping strategies such as unsustainable debt levels, as well as to ensure adequate food consumptions. We also highlight the need for longer-term measures to increase farmers' and households' resilience to natural disasters and climate change, such as drought-tolerant crops and livelihood diversification, as well as rehabilitation of irrigation schemes.
Ms. Koschletz, thank you so much.
Thank you.